Now for our story. This morning, after breakfast was over at the Lane farm and the kitchen tidied, Aunt Mary Lane and her son Randy, by common consent, went out to sit on the front porch in the early sunshine. Randy sat down on the stairs, leaning against a post, and his mother sank into the hammock. For a moment, neither said a word.
Mom, you look as if you'd been out on a terrific spree last night.
Well, son, you look pretty done in yourself.
Yeah, what a workout. First time I've been up until four since I left the service.
Yeah. I believe the last time I went to bed at such an indecent hour was last year getting ready for the church bazaar.
Well, anyway, we did it.
Mm.
Gosh, the place looks swell, too. I was so groggy last night, I couldn't tell. But I went down there first thing this morning. The sun was coming in through Lefty's front room window. Those draperies you made look swell in the daylight.
You did a good job, too, Randy. It was a good idea, painting the bookcases a dark color. I'm sure Peggy's going to be terribly pleased.
I hope she will. Lefty'd be awfully disappointed if she didn't go for the scheme of his.
Yeah. But she'd never let him know. Peggy wouldn't hurt him for the world.
Anyway, when she sees what little dream house we've made of Lefty's place, I'm pretty sure she'll want to move right in and start keeping house.
You know, Lefty thought of everything. He even went out yesterday, and the things he bought for the pantry. I made out a list for him, but he practically bought out the store.
Oh, he's been getting such a bang out of all the preparations. Now, you should have heard him yesterday afternoon, pointing out all the virtues of that fancy dressing table he got for the bedroom. Reversible mirrors and whatnot. He'd have thought he was trying to sell me one.
Peggy's a lucky girl.
Yep. It isn't every young bride who can move into a spick-and-span cottage with brand-new furniture and all redecorated. Especially in these times.
I feel so sorry for all the youngsters who have to live in one little room or with their relatives when they're first married.
Well, of course, in a way, Bill and Peggy will be practically living with relatives. At least we'll always be within shouting distance.
I think it'll all work out, Randy. It's up to us to see that it does. If we give them as much leeway as possible, don't drop in unless we're invited and so on.
Oh, sure, sure. We can manage to give them an illusion of privacy anyway.
Goodness. When I realize the wedding's less than 2 weeks off, I get jittery. There's still so much to do getting ready.
Ah, don't worry, Mom. You'll make the grade. You always do.
Thanks to the cooperation I get from my family.
Well, that's teamwork, baby. The only way.
Yes, indeed. And speaking of teamwork, I'd better get busy addressing the invitations. They ought to go out today.
Okay, Mom, I'll help you. But you know what an illegible hand I have.
It's not illegible, dear. Just unsophisticated. It would do credit to a 10-year-old child.
I resent that, Mom. Hey, who's this? They're turning in here.
Why, it's the station taxi. Charlie Truthers.
Peggy!
But she wired she was coming tomorrow.
You can dump everything right here in the drive.
Peggy!
Hello! Hello, I'm...
Hi!
So we see.
Aunt Mary. Aunt Mary.
Oh, Aunt Mary. Oh.
Peggy, dear.
Gee, it's wonderful to see you.
Oh, Peggy, dear. My, such energy. The city didn't do you any harm, I can see.
Hey, don't I come in for any of this smooching?
Randy, darling.
Hello. Mugwump. Hey, what's the idea of dropping in out of nowhere? You weren't scheduled to arrive till tomorrow.
Oh, I hope you're not disappointed.
Well, of course we're not, dear. We're terribly pleased. And so will Lefty be.
Oh, Lefty. Is he down at his house? I'll go down.
No. And... wait a minute, Peggy.
I want to tell him hello. I'll be right back.
Well, then, no, you can't.
Why not?
Well, you see, dear...
You see, Peggy,
what's the matter with you two?
Well, nothing. It's just that... Lefty has his wedding present down there. He wants to surprise you, and... Well, if you go down, you'll see it.
Yes, dear. You wouldn't want to spoil the surprise, would you?
No, of course not. But why doesn't he wrap it up?
Well, it's too big.
Oh.
He'll be up in a little while, dear. Oh, and Peggy, you have a lot of presents upstairs in your room.
Oh, have I, Aunt Mary? I'm dying to see them.
It's a very imposing array. Everyone's been very generous.
Well, I hope they're not all big ones. Bill and I won't have room to move around in that little flat of ours if they are.
Yeah. Oh, well, you don't need to start worrying about that yet.
Dear, you haven't told us how you happened to come home a day ahead of time.
Well, I had such good luck with my shopping. I got everything I needed without much trouble. Besides, I was homesick for you and Randy and Lefty.
Ah, not to mention one Bill, me.
That's right, Randy. How did you guess?
Does Bill know you're home yet?
Oh, yes. I called him from the station. I'm going into town to have lunch with him.
Oh, well, that's nice. Poor boy, he's been mooning around like a lost soul ever since you left.
Has he?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad.
Oh, now that's a woman for you. There you were, having the time of your life in Chicago, and you're glad to know Bill was here going through torture.
I just wanted to be sure he missed me.
Well, you can be very sure he did. And so did the rest of us. Randy, why don't you take Peggy's luggage up to her room?
I'm dying to show you all the things I got, Aunt Mary.
Okay, I'll get your paraphernalia. You and Mom can have a field day looking over the booty.
Oh, Aunt Mary, there's no place like the Lane Farm. I had a good time at Dell's and all that, but just the same.
I know, dear. I'm always glad to get back to this little farm, too.
You look awfully tired, Aunt Mary. I hope you haven't been working too hard on the preparations for the wedding.
Oh, now, Mom's all right, Peg. I kept her up late last night. Reminiscing about the Marines, that's all.
Shame on you, Randy. I'm glad I'm home to protect her.
Gosh, Sister Sue, you've certainly got enough junk here. What'd you do, buy out every shop in Chicago?
It's really not as much as it looks, Randy.
Well, I'll put it in your own, Peg.
Thanks, Randy. I'll be right up. Oh. Well, I think I'll go up and take a shower, Aunt Mary. With a trip like that, I feel sort of messy.
Well, run along, dear. I'll be up in a little while to see what you brought back.
I was pretty extravagant, I'm afraid.
Well, this time I think there's justification.
Hey, you going up now? I just dumped everything on the bed.
Oh, that's fine, Randy. Thanks.
Okay. Boy, that was a close shave. I was afraid she'd go dashing right down to Lefty's before we could head her off.
You handled it very subtly.
Well, we may have a little trouble keeping her out of there during the week. But it'll work out somehow. By the way, Mom, now that Peggy's back, you two will probably want to talk, so we'd better postpone the invitations until tonight, huh?
Yes, I suppose we can. If we mail them first thing tomorrow, it'll be time enough.
Sure. Besides, I remembered I have an appointment. Yeah. Oh, you know how it is, Mom. Now that she's feeling better, she gets lonesome for someone to talk to. I mean, besides the doctors and the nurses.
Yes, Randy. And I know Kit wants to see you especially.
Well, I still can't get used to the idea that she's, well, so attached to me. After everything that's happened, it's such a change from the way she reacted when I first started going over there.
A great change. For the better. It seems to me it's always a good sign when a person is able to count someone else as more important than himself. To lose himself in another individual.
Well, I guess Kit does bank on me at this point. And that's why I can't let her down, Mom. Even if she does think she's in love with me. Even if she stays in love with me after she's entirely well again. That's a situation I'll have to handle when it comes. In the meanwhile, I want to do everything I can to make her feel secure and happy.
Randy, it makes me terribly proud to know you feel this way. I couldn't ask for a finer son.
Oh, thanks for the bear hug, sweetheart. Not that I deserve it.
No, I think you do.
Why? Because you think I've made the correct decision regarding Kit?
That's only one part of it, dear. But just now, listening to you, your whole approach and attitude reminded me of someone else. Someone you're growing to be more and more like every day.
Dad?
Yes, Randy. Your father. I only wish he could see how his son is following in his footsteps.
Randy Lane put his strong arm around his mother's shoulder, gave her a loving squeeze. She couldn't have told him anything which could have made him happier. For although Aunt Mary's son had been hardly more than a baby when his father went overseas during the First World War, Randy had grown up with a deep love and respect for the man whose spirit had been kept alive all through the years by a loving, devoted wife.